Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is Tuesday, the 12th of March. Of course, it's 2024. You know, when I think of the first thing that I'm likely to say today, it really is difficult from one standpoint. Trump is so crazy. And the people associated with him are so stupid. You know, Trump is mentally ill, okay. But the people who follow him are so stupid that it's hard to know where to start. It really is. You've got a couple of really good ones today. And honestly, I would love for somebody, it can't be today because I didn't get in here fast enough to set up the phones, but I will. I'll set up the phones tomorrow. Because here's the thing, Stephanie Harmon.
Yes, sir.
The two things that I'm trying to cope with today in terms of how horrible Trump is. One is the obvious one, which is who would tell their chief of staff that Hitler was a good person? Who would do that? Who would tell John Kelly, a decorated military person, who would say to that person, the Hitler has some good things about him? Who would do that? Well, if you're mentally ill, then I understand you could do that. And so we know that that's true.
Right.
I mean, let's put it this way. We know that John Kelly says that it's true. And there's almost nobody in America who wouldn't trust John Kelly. John Kelly is a conservative military person who went to work for Trump for really one reason: to try to keep Trump out of trouble, to try to keep the country out of trouble. This is a man who everybody has revered from the time that anybody could think of his name. This man is loved in military circles, in conservative circles. I mean, the guy is good. And he says that Trump told him that Hitler was a good leader, that Hitler did good things, and not the least of which he described that he rebuilt the German economy. So he rebuilt the German economy, if he did. I mean, I guess he sort of did. But rebuilt the German economy so that he could try to destroy the world. What are we talking about here? Adolf Hitler. And I have to say, you know, for years, my brother has said, my brother Ira, the middle brother, he has said, the man's Hitler. And I've said, yeah, he's Hitler, but I'm not going to say that because why say it? You know, it's just not necessary. He's got enough problems, Trump does. But now we're at the point where you have to say it because Trump says it. Trump says that he believes in Adolf Hitler. Now, when in American history of the last 80-some years would anybody imagine that a person who lauds Hitler would say, I'm going to be president? I mean, how would that be possible? You know, if you say, if you say you're for Hitler.
Yeah, but I don't think it's been a secret that he's somewhat tied into the white supremacists. So,
well, even that's, how would that make, even how that's would that different.
Make much of a difference?
Well, I'll tell you, it makes a difference. Even if you say white supremacist, somebody could come up with some kind of a crazy story to either say, well, white supremacist isn't so bad, you know. Or you could say, it's not what you think. You know, you think it means you don't like black people, but that's, no, it's not about that. No, I'm just saying, somebody could say it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be true, but you could say a lot of things. But here's the point. Nobody on American soil with American citizenship can say Adolf Hitler was a good guy. Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody. And anybody who follows a man who says the Hitler was a good guy. You know, anybody who follows that, well, it's one of two things. Either you say, I don't believe it. See? That'll get you out of it. You know, then you're not as bad. Now, if you say you believe it, then you're in serious trouble. And the point is, John Kelly is not lying. I mean, John Kelly is not lying. But there are people who probably believe he is, and okay. So that's, I'll go for that one, sort of. But the fact is, this guy, Trump,
mm-hmm.
says Hitler's a pretty good guy. And by the way, remember this.
Did he ever meet him?
Yeah, right. Well, in his dreams.
Oh, okay.
In his dreams, yeah.
Because I'm sure he would have went off with his head too, but yeah. You know.
In his dreams, he did.
Mm.
But, you know, again, we remember that the wife, the previous wife of Trump, did say that at night, before he went to sleep, Trump, who read nothing, he never read. One thing he read, according to his wife, Hitler's speeches. Now, I know people say, oh, that's just some crazy woman who is angry because she's no longer the wife. Well, okay, so what about John Kelly? What's he doing? And he has already told us before that Trump told him, knowing that Kelly's son died in the military.
Right.
Told Kelly that people who fight and die in the military are losers and suckers. Now, again, there are Republicans who will say, oh, that's not what he said. He said that once about McCain. But he doesn't say that. But Kelly says he does. And Kelly also says that the man loves Hitler. So, I don't know what to tell you, except I recall the day that Hillary said the word deplorable. Apparently, Hillary had some idea what she was talking about. I'm not surprised, of course, by any of this. And I have felt all along that this is a guy who was capable of Hitler-like behavior. But now we've got direct testimony that he loves Hitler.
Right.
So, okay, so that I guess that's what I have to start with today. Although, there's really another one. Actually, two more. Probably three more. It's ridiculous. Okay, we'll today's a heck of a day. Today's a today's an all-star day for Donald.
All-star.
Yeah, leading off with Hitler. Unbelievable. Leading off with Hitler. We move on to this idiotic prosecutor who interviewed Joe Biden and said that Biden came across as an elderly man who didn't remember anything and didn't know what he was doing. And therefore, he couldn't charge him because he knew he wouldn't be able to win the case. Because the jury would see this and the jury would say, no, we're not convicting this guy. He's an elderly gentleman who doesn't know anything. So how can you convict him? Well, I listened. I listened today to her. See if I can do this without dying. So I listened.
Need some water.
Yeah, well.
Give him some water.
Nah, it's all right. I listened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that man could not answer a question in Congress. He couldn't answer a question. I mean, they tried to get some very simple answers out of him. Did you have any facts that would justify prosecuting the president? Yes or no? Did you have any? I mean, the answer was, of course, no. But he couldn't say it. He said everything but it. He worked around it. And eventually, they managed to get him to admit. Thank you. Eventually, they managed.
Give me one sec.
Eventually, they managed to get it out of him that there was no evidence. Eventually, that's what they came up with.
What's wrong,
Miss Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay, so Josh pulled up.
Okay,
in the house.
So we better. Can we mute that? Yeah, if we can mute that. Okay. Hang on. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Okay. So again, her could not answer a thing. He just couldn't get anything out. Couldn't get a word across. He fought it. He did everything to avoid saying what was true. And the more he did it, the closer I got to just turning the whole thing off, because it was beyond ridiculous. I don't mind listening to somebody with a different point of view, but that's not what was happening here. Her was doing everything to not say what was obviously the truth, that Joe Biden did nothing to show the prosecutor that he willfully stole the documents, and certainly there was no evidence whatsoever that he wanted to hide it. In fact, it was the opposite. Biden rushed to turn everything over. And then when they asked her if somebody tried to hide the documents, and then immediately her started, well, I can't answer hypotheticals. But eventually he did. He did answer every one of the hypotheticals. And in each case, it came across that if you did what Trump did, if you did that, then you're in serious trouble. Okay, so that's the second thing today. And really, if you have a chance to watch her tonight, I would say this. Watch him, but I doubt that you can keep watching him for long. I doubt it, because it's just ridiculous. It's so obvious that he's just turning himself around and up and down, and he's contorting himself into a pretzel in order to not say what everybody knows the answer is, in which finally he gives the answer. He does give the answer. He's forced into it. But he doesn't want to, of course. Of course, then you have to say, why? Why would he not want to give the answer? He was picked as a Republican to investigate the president so there would be no suggestion that there could be any bias in favor of the president. But the other side is that Merrick Garland did not have any intention of putting a guy in charge of this investigation who would go out of his way to try to make out the results to be something that it was not. And in the meantime, he was forced by his own knowledge of the facts to walk away from this and say, no, no prosecution. He couldn't do it. And listen, if he could have done it, he would have done it. If there was the slightest hint that he could have gotten away with a prosecution, that would have occurred. It did not. There was nothing. Joe Biden gave back the documents. So now let's go to number three. And that's this crazy guy, or was a crazy guy. Now he's coming across the opposite. But his name is Butler. He's the number five employee, employee number five at Mar-a-Lago, identified as such earlier, but now we know because his name is Butler and he came forward. But employee number five, Butler, comes forward and says, look, now I'm going to tell the truth because I'm in trouble. And the truth, he says, is that Trump is a very dangerous man for the country, and that, in fact, he got his hands on all these documents. He was moving them around to keep them hidden from the government, and that, in fact, he was giving these documents to people for various reasons. No one knows. I sure don't. I don't know if Butler does either. I don't know the whole story. I haven't heard every inch of that recitation from Butler. But Donald was showing that information to people. Donald was hiding that information. Donald was begging people at Mar-a-Lago to hide everything because the feds are coming. The feds are coming. Hide it all. Get it out of here. That's what's happening. Okay. That's Donald Trump. No surprise to most of us, certainly on the left. Those on the right, they don't believe it. In fact, they don't believe it to such a degree that at one point this afternoon, I was flipping through the radio dial. I heard a couple of seconds of Sean Hannity. And here's what he said. Today was a disastrous day for Joe Biden. Are these people kidding? They're not dumb. Why do they say it? Well, I guess they say it in order to convince Donald's followers that what they're seeing in front of their eyes is actually not true. That's the only possibility. Because we all know that this was not a bad day for Joe Biden. This was a horrific day for Donald Trump. Because once again, anybody who has said in American politics, and especially running for president, that Adolf Hitler is a good guy, well, that person can't be elected to anything in the United States. We don't elect people who support Hitler. You can't hardly even say Hitler. I mean, if you say the word, the name, if you say it in the wrong situation, you can get in trouble. But now we have the word of John Kelly that Donald Trump adheres to the values of Adolf Hitler. It's just beyond anything that anybody could imagine here. It really is. I mean, how many times do you have to say Hitler before you understand that Donald Trump is a very dangerous person? And you know what? If you say the name Orban, well, certainly, that doesn't give us Hitler. You say Orban, nobody jumps up and down and says, oh, well, that's Adolf Hitler. No, of course not. He's a bad man. He arrests journalists. He says that his goal in Hungary is to crush democracy. But it's not Hitler. It's not Hitler. So anyway, Orban... And this isn't number four. I've already got three. This is not number. I got number four, but let's just go to number three. Let's stay with number three. That's Orban. I'm sticking with him. So Orban says that he met with Trump. We know he did. He met with Trump, and he's going to tell us what Trump told him. And believe me, if Orban's lying, then Trump would be right now all over the media saying this horrible dictator is lying. I never said this to him. Of course, that's not happening, because actually what Trump said is that Orban is a great leader, one who he respects completely, and especially he'd said... Trump said, we heard this, I heard it with my own ears. He said that Orban's great because in his country, when he tells people what to do, there's no argument. They just do it. If it comes out of Orban's mouth, Orban says, this is what I want. Immediately, this is what Orban gets. Trump admires that. He said he did. I heard him say he admires it. And, you know, I didn't hear him say I'm kidding, and I didn't see him crossing his fingers or anything. He said he admires Orban because when Orban says he wants something in his country, he doesn't have to argue. He gets it. Who wants that for the president of the United States? I would love to know. I would love to hear a rebuttal to this. I would like to hear somebody say, come on, you know that's not true. Well, I don't know. I heard it. And I know that Donald's not denying it. And I know that Donald said, I admire this man. I really don't know how to help you if you're not understanding this. Okay. Number four. Aileen Cannon, the judge at Mar-a-Lago, the Mar-a-Lago case. So we know that Donald had the documents. Now, I'm sure there's some people who say he didn't even know what he had. Somebody packed it for him. It wasn't his fault. Other presidents have done it. The vice president did it. People do this. They take documents. It's inadvertent, and the government gets it back. So why would you charge poor baby Donald Trump for something which Joe Biden did and allow Joe Biden to just walk on this, and you torture poor Donald Trump, who's only trying to be president of the United States again, an honorable job? Well, here's the thing. He was given a subpoena. He was told, give us the documents. Donald got his lawyer to lie and say, haven't got them. No documents. Haven't got them. So next, the government waits around a little bit to see what is going to happen, and then they decide, enough's enough. We're going to get those documents. We know they're there. So the government is coming. The feds are coming. So Donald calls his employees and says, quick, get rid of the tapes showing anybody with the boxes. And get rid of those boxes. Get them somewhere. Just get them out of here. Because the feds are coming. And so all these people are just doing whatever Donald says. I understand they work for him. Okay, I get that. You work for somebody, they tell you what to do, you do the job. But employee number 5 has told us that this wasn't just follow orders. This was, quick, guys, the feds are coming. They're going to get me and you too. Get them out of here. Get this, clean it up. Do it fast. So that's what employee number 5 told us. Now, in the midst of all of this, back to number 4, Aileen Cannon has done everything possible to turn this case away from Trump, to save him, to put her thumb on the scales of justice in his favor. She has come very close to crossing lines. But now, looks like she's up to something really good. And I'm sure she knows what the consequences will be if she does what people think she's going to do. She's already delayed this thing as far as she can. She's got a May 20th trial date. She says that's just a nonsense date because we couldn't even do this in July. But she says, okay, we'll call it May 20th, but we know we're not doing it. Now she has filings in front of her from Trump demanding that this case just be dropped completely. Just drop it. Just forget all the obstruction of justice. Forget all the lying to the FBI, which people always go to jail for. Forget all of it. Whatever Donald has done, he showed documents to people that he wasn't supposed to, but that's not in the indictment. See, that's not in there because Jack Smith didn't want to play around with this. He only wanted things in there that he could prove without a question because he wanted to make this quick and he wanted to get it over with. He just wanted to allege what he knew he could prove without question. So he didn't include the dissemination business, which is serious, but he didn't include it. Because he was happy to just get what he could get. And what's the difference? Donald's going to jail. Well, Aileen Cannon seems to be, we don't know for sure, they say, that she seems to be ready to dismiss the case. Well, here's the thing. She can do it. She can do it. She's got the power. But there's one problem, and she knows this. Jack Smith has the right to appeal her decision. Not 6 months from now. Quickly. The appeal would go directly to the 11th Circuit. The 11th Circuit has already ruled against Cannon every single time that she's pulled one of these insane, nonsensical decisions, and they've reversed it. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. For her, if they do this, if they reverse on this, they're going to take the case away from her. They're going to remove her from the case. They're going to say, you can't dismiss it. And by the way, Cannon, you are dismissed. Now, that's good for Jack Smith. So that's actually what we should hope happens. We should hope that Aileen Cannon dismisses the case. But you would think she wouldn't do it, because she has to know the consequences. Now, this is where we really get into an interesting situation. Does Donald pay people off? Does he pay them secretly? I mean, you'd think if he'd pay them, he'd pay them secretly. Of course, he paid Stormy Daniels, and that turned out not to be so secret. But in any case, Donald's doing something here. He's in bed with Orban, who is in bed with Putin. The three of them are in business together. Is this an equal partnership? Or does Donald Trump own both of these people? I mean, sorry, Vladimir Putin. Does Vladimir Putin own both of these people? And my guess is that Putin owns Orban and Trump. And when I say it's my guess, it's a pretty educated guess, because I read the Mueller report, which, of course, you talk to anybody in the Republican Party and say the Mueller report, all you're going to get is hysterical laughter. As far as they're concerned, the Mueller report exonerated Trump. Well, it must have, because Bill Barr said it did. Of course, I've read the report. The report actually says the opposite. The report says we could not exonerate the president. We investigated everything. We looked for information that might protect him, but we couldn't come up with it. We could not exonerate the president. We can't prosecute him right now because he's in office. But he met 144 times, according to Mueller. He and his people met with the Russians in ways that breaks the law. So, what can I tell you? This guy has been doing business with the Russians for long before he got into the Oval Office. And again, we know that when he was in the Oval Office, he did the high five routine with Lazarov and the rest of the Russians on Russian TV with our reporters excluded. But we finally got the pictures, high fiving and giving the documents, whichever ones they were, to the Russians. Why? But that's the fourth thing, is that Aileen Cannon, in the middle of all of this, is ready to say, Case dismissed. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. We're going to sell some things here. We're going to do some business. And then after that, we're going to go to number five. I love number five. Five is good. But before we do that, I mean, it's 4:30. And I understand it's daylight savings time, so it's really 3:30. But the bottom line is I'm hungry. I'm thinking about some food. So I am thinking very seriously about Wendy's. Wendy's is at 18,000 Airport Road, Chesterfield Airport Road. The food is fabulous. We know they've got the baby back ribs. We know they've got the onion rings. We know they've got pizza. We know they've got hamburgers, cheeseburgers. We know they've got patty melts. I mean, this is my kind of restaurant. This is the food I love. I'll tell you, I could eat cheeseburgers and patty melts forever. This is good food. And when you go there to get your food, you can always stop and say, can I talk to Ben? And then you're going to talk to the owner, and then you're going to understand why this is a great place. Businesses who have owners at the business tend to be really good places. And I understand. If you watch, for example, Seinfeld, you're probably not in love with the soup Nazi. But I promise you, Ben is not the soup Nazi. No, Ben is great. It's a great restaurant, great food. Go say hi and definitely get something to eat at Wendy's. Now, if you're interested in jewelry, and I know Stephanie is, obviously she had an emergency come up, probably got a phone call from Al down at Jewels on Hampton, and Al probably said, look, I got a piece of jewelry down here that you've got to check out right now, and Stephanie probably got in that car. I hope she's driving carefully. But at any rate, I'm telling you, 4506 Hampton, you will find excellent jewelry at Jewels on Hampton. You can buy and sell jewelry. You can buy and sell coins. You're going to get very high prices for things that you sell to Al. Just another case of a great owner at a great business. Jewels on Hampton. They can even fix my 44-year-old gold Seiko watch, which I love. So it's just important to have somebody like Jewels on Hampton there so that I don't have to give up my watch. Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. Now, I don't want to be misleading. Once in a while, I will show up not in a suit and tie. I've been on the morning show here without a suit and tie. I've been on with Vic without a suit and tie. Sometimes it happens. Certain holidays, weird times when it's snowing, you know, okay. Although I do often wear people tell me it's a different color. I can't even tell you the color. I think it's got a purple tint to it, but people tell me it's something else. But at any rate, even that, I wear that on the dress down days. Also from the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. On the corner of Forsyth and Central, the St. Louis Suit Company is the place to go for great suits, ties. If you're having a wedding, you want to get everybody dressed up nice. This is where people go in St. Louis. To the St. Louis Suit Company. They have been there for 29 years. And my favorite thing about them, is the ties. And I've bought many ties from this place. I've bought ties for myself. I mean, I got a closet that's so filled with ties, it's a joke. At $5 a tie, you got to be kidding. I got every tie ever made, every print. I love these ties. I bought hundreds of ties for students. The students love ties. Now, I paid $5 a tie. You can actually get five ties for $20, brings it down to $4. And I've actually bought them for $3 when I bought them a couple hundred at a time. And Jay knew I was buying them for students. And he still made some money off of it. And he wouldn't rip off students. And he wouldn't rip you off, even though Trump would sell you the same ties, for $50. And then there's a special mechanism in the things that chokes you. But that's neither here nor there. He's never been prosecuted for that. So I'm going to leave that one alone. St. Louis Suit Company is in Clayton for 29 years, the corner of Forsyth and Central. St. Louis Suit Company. Okay. Number five, guys. This is a good one. And this is so amazing because, you know, all of these things are happening today. All of them. I mean, that's the one thing about Trump. He gets himself in trouble. Months go by. You would think you would just sit on the trouble. Not Donald. He just goes out there every day looking for something new to do. And frankly, I think this is the best evidence that Donald wants to go to jail. I think it's the best evidence. He has gone on a rampage, and I mentioned the rampage yesterday, but the rampage has even ramped up further. He is going after E. Jean Carroll. So first he raped her. And the funny thing about that is when I talk to people on the Trump side, the first thing they say is, he didn't rape anybody. Well, how did you come to that conclusion? Well, because she waited 25 years, and there's no evidence of a rape. And then I say, but wait a minute. This is the United States of America. And in the United States of America, when you go through a trial and the jury says you did it, then you did it. So then the story is, well, it wasn't a criminal trial. Well, it couldn't be a criminal trial because it was beyond the statute of limitations. But it was a civil trial. Oh, but the standards are different. Well, the standards are different. Somewhat. But it's not like this. They don't say, in a civil trial, we'll give you $90 million and we'll say you did it, but we know you didn't really do it. That's not what this is. They say you did it. The standard is not as tough, but they protect people who are innocent. And in fact, if you are claim to have done something, you're innocent until you are proven, in this case, liable by a jury. They don't say you're liable, but we don't think you really did it. They say you're liable because based on all the evidence, it really looks like you did it. It really does. Now, in a criminal trial, it would have to be, there's no doubt. We have no doubt. We're sure of it. And that's why, for example, and I forget her name, but the lady in Florida years ago, she had her kids, or I think it was her kids, were stuffed in the trunk. And, I mean, everybody thought she did it. But the jury came back and said, you know, there's a chance, based on what we've heard here, that she didn't do it. There's a chance. We think she did it. But there's a chance. So we're not going to allow that. But see, in a civil case, after hearing all the evidence, if the jury is sure, then this question about a doubt, it's a little different. Now, having said that, with absolute certainty in their minds, this jury said, Donald did this. So then there's this argument. Did he sexually assault her, or did he rape her? Now, I understand this is the internet, and I could say some things that I'm not going to say. But I'm going to tell you this. The question as to whether it was rape or not rape, believe me, it's rape. However, don't believe me. I said believe me, but don't. Believe the judge. Because the judge came back and said, the jury had to pick sexual assault. But the judge said, it's rape. He said, in any case that anybody would ever look at, everybody would agree this woman was raped. Like I said, I'm not going to discuss the difference between what might have been done or could have been done, or he says he did, or she says, he says he never saw her before. He says he never heard of her. It's all a lie. But at any rate, don't worry. Because the judge said that the jury agreed that this was a rape. So that got Donald a $5 million, call it a fine, a payment, whatever. He had to pay her $5 million. So after the $5 million, Donald runs straight out and does the same thing all over again and starts calling her names, saying she's crazy, saying that he didn't do it, saying things that he's not allowed to say, and he got himself right back in court. This time, there's a little different standard in making the decision. This time, the standard is, if you think, which the judge said, we've already determined this, if you think that he raped her, judge said, that's, we've decided that, then the only thing you have to decide is, what are you going to do in order to prevent him from ever doing it again? How far do you think you have to go? So, of course, Donald ran around screaming how rich he was. And that information got in front of the jury. And so the jury went as high as they could imagine. Because the standard here, the theory is, we're going to stop him from ever saying this again. We're going to put a number here that is so high that it'll be such a punch in the stomach for this guy. He'll never say it again. He'll never talk about this again. This will stop him. That puts it up to $91 million, including interest. Interesting. Because you'd think, if you just paid $91 million that you can't afford, and he can't. He begged them not to charge them the whole $91 million. He begged them. He said, I'm so rich. You don't need to do it. Well, the judge laughed at that. So then he said, look, I can't do it. I don't have the money. Judge said, I don't care. You have to do it. So then he found someone, and we don't know who, to co-sign a bond, meaning that this person's going to pay the money if Donald ever says it again or if the appeal goes through. Well, guess what? They must have made a heck of a deal. I hope that guy's not upset right now, because Donald is running around screaming it again from the rooftops. He's not whispering. He's screaming it. Miss Bergdorf Goodman. She's the one. I don't even know her. She's a liar. So they're getting ready to sue her again, sue him again. They're going to do it. There are a couple things that they have to do to dot the I's and cross the T's before they actually go into court and do it. But they are going to sue him again. And he's doing it every day. And here's the other point. I'm going to assume that as Donald's niece says, that he's mentally ill, because who would do this? But maybe he's got some genius idea in mind, and here's what I think it might be. It's a good one. He screams this from the rooftops. They sue him again, and I'm sure, even though he doesn't know the law, I'm sure his attorneys have told him what they can do. They can get an injunction, a court order saying, you can't do this anymore. And I talked about this with my brothers last night, and they said, come on, this is ridiculous. How many chances does this guy have to get? Anybody doing this would be in serious trouble. And Donald just goes on and on and on. He does it over and over, and no one stops him. Well, except for $91 million, but okay. It took 25 years to get that on him. But here's the thing. If, oh, there's Prince Carter. Hang on a second, Prince. So if he did it, which he did, you know, again, screaming it again. So then he's got this injunction. That's what would happen. So then if he did it again, which he obviously, if he's doing it now, he's going to do it again. So then they can say, okay, you violated the court order. You're going to jail. This man wants to go to jail. Prince Carter, hello. Talk to us. Why does Trump want to go to jail?
Because he's a criminal.
Okay.
Mark, I didn't have any customers when I logged in. I was just trying to do this for the first time. But I'm actually at work, and I'm waiting on customers while I'm talking to you. But Trump is quite a guy, man. I don't understand why he's not already in jail.
Yeah. Well, I've explained it many times. And the truth is that our system protects people who might be guilty, because we want to make sure that there's no chance that an innocent person could possibly go to jail. Now, I understand,
that
Prince.
That only applies to white folks.
Hey, I was just going to say, before you tell me about that, I understand that's a white thing. But I am honestly saying that's what our system claims. And that's why Donald can get away with it, because he knows how to play the system. But you know, one of my favorite things about Donald, I've been talking about everything else tonight. Did you hear today where John Kelly said that Trump told him that Hitler was a good guy?
I didn't see that today.
Well, and that's so interesting, because it just proves the whole situation. Because, I mean, everybody in the country should be talking about the fact that the former chief of staff for Trump has told everybody, admitted it publicly, that Donald told him that Hitler was good.
Well, you know, what's the difference between Hitler and Putin? I don't see the difference.
Well, there is no difference, except for there is one difference. Putin owns Trump, and Hitler did not. That's a difference.
Hey, Mark, shifting gears real quick. Why don't you think the United States is not really going after Putin with all this stuff that he's trying to do with putting nuclear bombs in the spaceship and all that? Why aren't they going after him?
Because the Republican Party is following the orders of Donald Trump, who is following the orders of Vladimir Putin. And the orders are lay off.
Hands off Putin, huh?
Lay off. Look, we know, and I've talked about this tonight too, you know who Viktor Orban is?
Right.
Okay. So Viktor Orban announced today that Trump told him at Mar-a-Lago's barbecue that Trump wouldn't give one penny to Ukraine ever again.
Speaking of Trump and money, isn't Trump supposed to be paying some lawsuits out?
Yeah, well, $91 million. He put up the bond. And now...
I thought it was $350 million.
Well, wait. On the 24th, so that's coming up. What are we, the 12th? Yeah. So 12 days, he has to come up with either a bond... And believe me, a bond is the same as having the money. You got to have the money. So if he can get a bond for another $400 million plus, then he'll be able to file an appeal. If he doesn't come up with the cash or a bond, he's gonna have to sell everything he's got. Everything. If it's even available to be sold. I mean, Prince, do you own anything in this world?
The breath I breathe.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, is there anything that you've got that you bought with a loan?
My truck.
Okay, your truck. There you go. That's good enough. Okay. So can you pledge your truck, which you borrowed money to buy, can you pledge it to somebody else now?
No.
No, because you pledged it to the people who sold it to you, who lent you the money. So, okay. So that's Trump's problem. He's got things. But what the question is, who does he owe for all of this? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sure he owes everybody all the way up to the top of his head. He's in trouble.
Hey, Mark. St. Louis is probably. Missouri is probably going to carry Trump.
Well, not probably, by a landslide. I mean, it won't even be close. You're right.
Why do you think that is?
They love him. They're deplorables.
Why do I love them so much, Mark? What is it to love about?
Ask Hillary Clinton. They're deplorables. I don't know. Hillary said if they vote for Trump, they're deplorables. I'm going to say Hillary must have known something, don't you think?
I absolutely do.
Yeah. I mean, look, once you get to the Hitler point, there's no sense in even talking about this anymore. I mean, we're going to talk about it because we got to vote him out. We got to be sure that he never gets close to anything ever again. But the fact is, he's a dangerous man. He says he's for Hitler.
The sad thing about it is, Mark, I live in Missouri, so I can't vote him out.
Why is that?
Because the masses are going to vote for him.
Oh, no, but you still got to cast your vote. That's our system.
Well, the system needs to be overhauled.
I'm going to cast my vote. Look, I voted the first time in any election for George McGovern. And he lost by a landslide to Richard Nixon, who was a criminal. But I knew it was going to end up that way, but I voted. Listen, Prince Carter, I love you.
We
got to get out of here. Come back again. I'm Mark Kaysen, brought to you by Jules on Hampton, St. Louis Suit Company, and Wendy's. Wendy's in Chesterfield Valley. This is Showdown. Good night.